The news is, of course, the president announced a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in a speech last night. But I was struck by this line as the president spoke about America's longest war.
We won't try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. We will not police its streets or patrol its mountains indefinitely. That is the responsibility of the Afghan government.
Patricia McCardle, when you think about Afghanistan, this imperfect place, what comes to mind for you?
I remember that back in the 60s, friends of mine traveled to Afghanistan. It was called the Hippie Trail at that time. It was a safe place. It was there was a very weak central government, and the regional areas were controlled by warlords, but it was a safe place. Afghans were exporting fruits and vegetables, and I think that there's a possibility to move back to that, but my focus is helping them use renewable energy.
Mm-hmm. Patricia McCardle is a former Foreign Service officer from 1979 to 2006. In all of 2005, you were in the tough city of Mazar-e Sharif, right?
Yes, I was. In the first 8 or 9 months I was there, there were no attacks, but we did start getting attacked near the end, yes.
And you're the author of the new novel Farishta, which means angel in Dari, if I'm
yes, not mistaken.
Yes, it does. Right. And in this novel, you envision the possibility of rebirth in a land, and I've spent some time in Afghanistan, that is equal parts just hopelessness and extraordinary beauty, if you're thinking about the history since the Soviet invasion. What's the setting for this story?
The setting is a female Foreign Service officer with a lot of issues, with PTSD that's gone undiagnosed for many years. And she's thrust into an environment where initially there's a lot of hostility. But she comes to know some young Afghans, and I portray them, they're composites of people I met there, as the future of this country. But she also comes to recognize the potential for using the sun and the wind to provide much of Afghan's energy and help its economy.
And in fact, the resources that are available on the ground for Afghans who, if you go there and go from village to village, you're struck by the level of subsistence. People locally taking care of themselves with local resources. And yet, this country has attracted so much foreign investment, foreign military interest. It's a huge dichotomy, and I wonder how you experience that in this novel.
I try to express in the novel what I learned there. I saw the beautiful, sustainable buildings that Afghans create. These are buildings of mud and straw they've been building for hundreds of years, and their sustainable agriculture, which I think we should encourage and not try to westernize.
You know, I'm wondering, we're speaking with Patricia McCardle, and the new book is called Farishta. I'm wondering, what is it that makes you feel like the renewable energy is something that in the United States we haven't somehow been able to make profitable, how that will actually work in Afghanistan to be a strong enough economic driver that it will sustain the country?
Afghanistan is not really an industrialized country. It's 75% are still subsistence farmers. And I have seen, I went out on a lot of patrols with the soldiers, I saw small wind turbines, small micro hydro, and I did see people using solar cookers, which is something I got involved with while I was there. I think that those simple renewable energy technologies could help rural Afghans to improve their lives. And I think larger scale renewable energy is potential. One thing that the Afghans have done, for example, is skip from regular landlines to cell phones. Afghans use cell phone. They skip the intermediary, right. And I think we could do that too.
Like a lot of places in the developing world,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be the trajectory that we understand here in the West. You know, your mission is to make the argument that rather than build an infrastructure in Afghanistan, a better policy, and this novel really talks about it, would be to enable a pre-existing infrastructure that involves these local renewable types of strategies. How long would that take if the U.S. ceded this kind of locavore idea culturally? How long would that take to sort of get rid of the political instability that we see there?
I don't know if that would get rid of the instability per se, and I'm not certain how long it would take, but I do think that in our development efforts and reconstruction that we should focus on sustainability and renewable energy and stop focusing on fossil fuels and unsustainable construction.
You know, in reading this story, I was sort of struck by the it's not a dichotomy necessarily, but the sort of irreconcilability of this dream, and I suspect you have a dream to sort of raise some fabulous tomatoes in a small farm in a place like Afghanistan, but also this sense of being scarred by this place, the PTSD, the idea that the stresses and the things that this character has seen make it almost difficult to realize this simple dream. Do you have that sort of irreconcilability within your own self?
I don't feel that I suffered from PTSD when I returned, although I was afraid to walk my dog after dark for about 6 months when I came home. But I, you know, you mentioned the fresh tomatoes. In very remote parts of Afghanistan, I had the most wonderful meals with food that was raised by Afghans. And so they're already doing it. I think we need to support it. And I'm not certain how long it will take, but I think that's the direction we should be going in.
Is it a dream for you to return to some of those tables to break bread and have some of those meals?
I would
again?
Love to return, and I would love to help the people who are already there, I know, promoting solar cooking, which is the issue that I have become an expert in. I'm not an overall development expert, but yes, I would like to go back.
So fast forward 10 years, the U.S. withdraws after 2014 and leaves the Afghans to, manage their own destiny. What do you think the country is going to look like? Will it return to the sort of weak central government, hippie pilgrimage mecca?
Well, that was a very peaceful time, so I think that would not be such a bad place for Afghanistan to return to. I don't know if the large army that is created now is going to be able to sustain any kind of control over the whole country.
So who would be the angel to bring that to Afghanistan?
I think there are a lot of angels out there, and there are some actually in Afghanistan who are trying to bring a sustainable society to that country, and I hope that our government and other Western governments will give them more support.
Well, she might not call herself one, but the little angel for advocating for precisely that sustainable technology is in our studio. Patricia McArdle, former Foreign Service officer, who spent time in Mazar-e-Sharif in Afghanistan, author of the new novel, Farishta. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.